listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
A detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, is it Renee? And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to season 2 of Proof, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I'm here for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President.
There has been some speculation, sir, that your campaign knows it's losing, and because without the protection of the position of the presidency, you may be prosecuted for various financial crimes. There are concerns about your deteriorating mental health. Some say you're like a caged animal. How do you respond to that?
That is ridiculous.
Sir, are you chewing your foot?
No, asshole. I was tying my shoe with my mouse. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo. The great Barack Obama has criticized you for not taking the presidency seriously, and it's hard not to notice that your rally campaign speeches are... at this point, you kind of whining about what you claim to be unfair treatment and making jokes. Do you think what you really want to be is a comic?
Of course not. And that is a very rude question. You are very rude. I'll tell you something about Barack Obama, sir. Barack Obama walks into a bar with a frog on his head, and the bartender says, "What's that?" And the frog says, "I don't know. It started out as a bump on my ass. Thank you. I'll be here till January 20th. But you might not be. Next question.
Mr. President.
So, the Karen von Carlson, OAN. So, the bartender was talking to the frog, not Barack Obama. Oh, you are so funny, sir.
Thank you, Karen. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Sir, the New York Times has reported that you have kept a secret Chinese bank account and that there was a $17.5 million infusion larger by far than any before, just after you were sworn in. Soon thereafter, a cash withdrawal of $15.1 million for you. Is that true?
Fake news! Hunter Biden, Barry Smart, I do not have an account in China. Next question, Hunter Biden. Next question,
Mr. President.
Karen von Carlson again. Wouldn't this be a good time for a knock knock joke, sir? Something like, knock knock, who's there? Wing ho, wing ho who? Wing ho. That's not my Chinese bank account.
Thank you, Karen. Not now, I think. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President, Hutch Winterbourne, CNN. When trying to attract voters in Erie, Pennsylvania, you told them you don't want to be there. Are you even trying to win?
Erie knows it sucks. I'm the best thing that ever happened to Erie, Pennsylvania. Do you see all of those people who came to see moi? And we didn't pay them all, you know. I couldn't pay them all. I'm so in debt. The fees when you're overdrawn at the Chinese bank, my God. I need the votes of the sucky Erie voters, so I gave them a thrill. And now they can go back to their dreary Erie lives. I'm proud to be an American. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. You have said that members of the press are criminal for not covering the story of Joe Biden's criminality. What criminality?
Hunter Biden, the wife of the mayor of Moscow, Burisma, all of that money. Hunter Biden, everyone knows, you know it, I know it. People are saying, next criminal.
Mr. President. Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. Sir, Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said in a press conference that Iran and Russia have obtained voter information that can be used to attempt to communicate false information. He said that Iran had sent spoofed emails to damage President Trump. Do you really think either country could think up anything to damage you that you haven't already done?
There is a rich tradition of storytelling in Iran and Russia. I believe they could.
Sir, Putin both influenced the 2016 election on your behalf and has been clear that he supports you for president. Remember when you sat on stage with him at a press conference and a reporter asked if you had confronted Putin about influencing American elections? And you and Putin laughed at your facetious answer. Why would Putin, your staunch supporter, be trying to damage you?
Vlad can be so impetuous. He is strongly and powerful. Have you seen the pictures of him on the horse with no shirt?
Mr. President?
Hunter Biden!
I'm sorry, sir. We were talking about Putin. Sir, are you chewing on your hand?
My watch band broke. Next criminal!
Mr. President! Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo again. At your rally in Gastonia, North Carolina, you said that Laura and Eric had a beautiful granddaughter for you and that they named her Carolina. Do you really believe, sir, that your granddaughter being named Carolina is a reason for North Carolinians to vote for you, or that your son and daughter-in-law procreated for you?
Is my granddaughter's name a good reason for North Carolinians to vote for moi? It may be the only reason. They are pregnant again, you know. We will soon be welcoming my beautiful new granddaughter, Pennsylvania. I'm so happy. In fact, Don Jr. was not careful with a whore, and very soon his twin girls, Wisconsin and Minnesota, will be on the campaign trail with us. Next criminal.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Hutch Winterbourne from CNN again. You're reportedly up to 60 lies per day now, sir. Is that part of a plan or just a stress response?
What is all this talk about stress? I am not stressed out. Hunter Biden, Burisma, Joe Biden, lots of money.
Are you hissing, sir?
No, I'm not hissing.
But you told the Gastonia crowd that Barron recovered from COVID-19 in 12 seconds. You said that the photos of the crowd at your inauguration were taken 5 or 6 hours early, but that when you were speaking, it was packed. These are lies, sir. You said that a really dynamic leader of another country called you and said of Joe Biden, I don't want to deal with him. He'll always be sleeping. So let's just take that. What foreign leader said that?
A very important leader of a very important country. Biglandia. President Dynamic from Biglandia. He was elected in a landslide. He is very bigly and he very strongly supports moi. Next criminal. Next criminal.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. Mr. President, all of the lock her up and lock him up chants that you encourage and appear to be amused by at your rallies have given, at best, tacit approval for kidnapping plots against your perceived rivals. What do you have to say to these kidnappers?
Kidnappers, when you make your ransom notes, do not conceal letters from the New York Times. They don't deserve one more sale. And no matter what newspaper or magazine you use, don't ever cut my picture. Bring it to moi and I will autograph it for you. Next criminal, next criminal.
Mr. President. Karen von Carlson. Could you autograph my picture of you, sir? I found it while I was cutting out the letters for Savannah. It takes so long to cut out all of those letters. Sir, do you think I should just put that on hold and start working on my Kristen Welker notes?
Hunter Biden, Barry Smith, the mayor of Moscow's wife, wrecked him. It practically killed him. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.